Act 2, Scene 8. Salerio and Solanio sat in an inn. They sat looking at the Grand Canal. I saw Bassanio setting sail. Graciano has gone with him, but I don't think Lorenzo did, so... Graciano has gone with him, but I don't think Lorenzo did, Salerio said. Shylock woke the Duke with all his shouting about his daughter and his money. They went to search Bassanio's ship, Solanio replied. He was too late. The ship had already left. The man at the dock told the Duke that people saw Lorenzo and Jessica in a gondola together. Antonio also said they weren't on the ship, Salerio laughed. Shylock sounded so confused when he was shouting. He didn't know what he was more upset about, his money or his daughter being stolen. Solanio shook his head. All the boys in Venice were following him. They were all shouting, his stones, his daughter, his ducats, Salerio laughed. Antonio must meet his deadline, or Shylock will make him pay for this, Solanio said seriously. A Frenchman told me that a ship from Venice was wrecked in the English Channel. I said a silent prayer that it didn't belong to Antonio, Salerio replied. You should tell Antonio the news, but be gentle. He might get upset, said Solanio. He is a very kind man. I saw Bassanio and Antonio saying goodbye to each other. Antonio said, No, don't hurry for me. Take as long as you need. Don't worry about Shylock or the contract. Be happy and make her fall in love with you. Then the two men shook hands. He is the best man I have known, Salerio said. I think he only lives to help Bassanio. He is still unhappy, though. Let's eat up and go and cheer him up, Solanio replied.